Welcome to Mindfully Integrative Podcast with your host, Dr. Damaris G. Mindfully Integrative is a podcast discussing ways toward mindfully incorporating integrative health into our lives. This podcast will have informative resources, fun topics, interviews, and discussions relatable for today with a true mindful perspective in a mind-body holistic life approach.
Hello. This is Dr. Damaris Maria Grossman, and thank you again for joining in on the Mindfully Integrative Podcast. And I just wanted to let you know of our upcoming events and things. So if you want to know and reach out, our resources and our membership is opening soon. So check out mindfullyintegrative.com for more fun and more info. Thanks so much, and talk with you soon.
Hi, how are you? This is Mindfully Integrative Podcast and your host, Dr. Damaris G. I am your integrative family nurse practitioner. And today we are on a call and on YouTube channel talking with and mindful chat with Ken O'Connor, mobility expert, mobility coach, and he's going to tell you a little bit more about himself. But I met Ken in a yoga teacher training number of years back, and we did yoga teacher training together, and he has been doing years and years of yoga, years and years of mobility coaching, and addition to many other things in the healthcare field and helping people feel better in their joints and moving more. And his yoga and his website is More Mobile Yoga, and he'll tell you a little bit more about himself. So hi, Ken. Thanks for joining in.
Hey, Damaris. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And so I wanted to just like kind of tell the audience a little bit like fun fact or something people may not know about you. I mean, obviously I said yoga, but you know, what else that people might not know about you?
Well, you know, I'm originally from New Jersey. That's how we met each other all those years ago.
Yeah, and yoga.
I moved out to Colorado about a year and a half ago. And I've just turned 40 years old. I've had a long working career. Finding success in different points of my life. And now I've been practicing yoga for over 10 years now. And I've been able to transform that into a business where I help people build their mobility to get healthier, stronger joints. And it's been really exciting to be able to do this. So, you know, thank you so much for having me on the show so we can talk about this really important topic.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to have you on the show. I mean, that's the whole point of this podcast is to really highlight inspiring people that are doing something to help others in a different way. And that's what you're doing. You know, you're bringing an integrative approach to something that, you know, the traditional way may not be showing it. So you're putting it and highlighting that and making and helping others. So I want you to, you know, first talk about what you do, discuss what mobility yoga is, discuss the terms, and then we'll go further into like what kind of like struggles, you know, what kind of brought you to that. So let's talk about what it is first.
Yeah, sure. So mobility training is really interesting because it combines multidimensional aspects of fitness, health, yoga, exercise, and pulls all together into a total package that helps people to enhance their joint health long term, which has become a really big issue for folks, especially in the past year, where a lot of people have been staying home. Maybe their gyms got shut down and they haven't been getting out as much as they used to. The crazy thing that starts to happen is now that we're starting to get back out again, lockdowns are starting to end, people are starting to get back out to living their life. We're starting to see more joint problems kind of rise up because if you've been locked inside for a long time, your joints atrophy. And when you finally go back out to run around,
they're dehydrated.
Yeah, they're dehydrated. You got to get that water, right? And what happens is your joints have atrophied. So if a year has gone by and you want to go out and run like the way you used to,
you
can be for a very unpleasant surprise with your joints because they're not ready to handle all the new pressure of movement again. Right. So I help people reinvigorate their body by understanding the mechanics of their joints, how you can exercise them in a way that helps enhance their health. And, you know, just understanding, you know, the fundamentals that help you keep healthier for longer, because it feels like in many ways we've become disconnected from our own bodies working in the modern economy. How many of our jobs have now turned 100% to sitting in front of a computer, right? So many of our jobs are dependent on us, you know, sitting quietly in a chair for hours out of your day, focusing 8 to 10 hours a day. You have successful people like bankers, ad executives, scientists, but also truckers and teachers who sit in a chair for many hours out of a day. And then when they go to stand up, guess what? Their hip is not functioning at 100% capacity. And it's, you know, very liable to become injured just by doing simple movements around your house or running around outside. Without even realizing it, you're setting yourself up for injury if you don't learn how to maintain your joints in a healthy way.
It makes sense, but it's like almost makes sense, but yet people don't get it initially. So that's why, you know, you're filling that gap, but you're just letting people be more aware with their body, right?
Exactly. And, you know, we both did yoga teacher training back in 2013, which it feels like wasn't that long ago at all, but that was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And the program that we got into was Power Flow style yoga, which is a great yoga system.
Yeah.
You know, I think we took a lot from that teacher training. It was a 200-hour program. But, you know, as much as I loved yoga, I started really getting into the science behind why yoga works, right? Because yoga is a 5,000-year-old movement art, and it's effective. But, you know, when I started doing yoga back then, I had injuries in my ankle and in my back from when I played football that I thought were always going to be problems for me. I always thought that I was going to have nagging injuries in my ankle and my back forever because of my injuries. But when I started doing yoga, I was able to rehab them back to full range of motion. I was getting stronger. And I was like, what is this magic? Like, how is this working? Like, you know? And how I stumbled into the science behind how yoga works. It's mobility training. So I got certified in functional range conditioning. That's called FRC. It was a system developed by Dr. Andrea Ospina, who's a chiropractor, who started seeing patterns of injury and effective recovery exercises that he was starting to put together and organize for his clients to start using.
Okay.
And he developed this system to help people enhance their joints and specifically train their joints to increase their range of motion, but also on how to pack on appropriate muscle tissue to help activate those joints. Because without the appropriate muscle tissue being stimulated, it's hard to motorize those joints in the direction you want to go in, right?
If you don't have any muscles to support the joint, then right? Is that where you're like it'll just stay floppy or it won't work, right?
Exactly, right? So what you see sometimes with fitness is we put an emphasis on like kind of like what I call like a one-dimensional training program. Like you go to the gym, especially for guys, right? What do? You go to the gym, you bench press, right? You get stronger, you lift weights, you want to get bigger muscles, you want to look a certain way.
Right.
But, you know, in the process of trying to gain an aesthetic or to look bigger, you might actually be sacrificing some of the mobility in the joints because you overemphasize one aspect of strength without emphasizing the complete supporting tissue around the joints that actually allows you to move it in an appropriate way. I mean, you see a really big, strong guy, right? Very impressive, but can he scratch his back?
Oh my God. Or they're always like, they're more broader, but they can't like necessarily move like one way, another way. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So like the reality is that, you know, you can actually be following a fitness program that overemphasizes one aspect of movement while sacrificing other aspects of your skeletal muscular system. So if you're always bent pressing really strong, eventually the shoulders actually pinch inward, right? Okay. And then you have to go back and reassess how you can enhance the strength for the posterior head of your shoulder.
Gotcha.
Right? You have to learn how to mobilize
the joints and pull back. So you're not only teaching mobility, but you're also teaching balance within the body because it's like the front body can't be heavily loaded and then the back body can't be heavily, like it's kind of going back but that's an awareness that you don't even see, but you see it in people because you can talk with them about it.
Yeah. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Now that I understand how these systems work, when I walk around out in the public, I can like see
you watch people. It all the time.
Yeah, I see people with mobility deficits everywhere I look now, because it's like you try to do something and they can't quite move a certain way, or they're at the gym and they're lifting weights in a way that's counterproductive to their total body. And, you know, some people aren't ready to have that conversation yet, because you realize that so much fitness is actually very ego driven. So when you try, you can't like push people and tell them you're exercising wrong, right? You kind of got to let people figure it out on their own, which has led me into my Instagram and my Facebook and like the way I run my social media. I just put out content that helps people learn the importance of these things, not by telling them, but actually showing them videos of exercises that makes the light bulb go off and say, oh, that's the movement I'm missing. And that's how it is I'm helping educate people about mobility and why it's important.
I probably have some mobility issues holding my new, my son, my 10-month-old son on this one hip. And I thought I would be all right. And I know for a fact this one side I'm like kinking with, and I'm like, I know I've got some stuff going on lately. I'm like, oh man.
Exactly. Having a child is a huge responsibility. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Oh, really? No, thank you so much. Yeah. A totally different world, but trying to still, you know, work.
But you know, you're not alone in that observation. Several of my clients have had children recently or you know, not too long ago.
Yeah.
And they've reported to me that part of the reason they want to start training with me is that they had some hip dysfunction since they had the baby. And after I started showing them my training, they were able to regain their full range of motion and strength in their hip because I showed them movements that they didn't realize until I showed them. And having a baby will change your body. I help, especially with women who are going through that process, how to bring their body back into full capability after they may have gone through that process.
Wow. Yeah, no, I mean, it's really like very necessary and deep kind of, you know, it's like, it's the physical body, but yet you're just getting people more aware into that. Like, and I don't think always people are doing it, you know? Was there something that kind of brought you into this thought and of integrative health of, you know, your injuries or something that you struggled through life, like in your, a story that kind of brought you, cause like my story, you know, I've talked about like in my previous podcast, like I didn't just come here just for, there's a reason why you are integrative and why you are looking beyond the traditional, and not just that it's a bad thing, but you're trying to, you know, make it, what were you saying right before we spoke about?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of meaning behind what it is I do. And I had mentioned before that in my own personal case, I had injuries that I had trouble recovering from. And it wasn't until I started doing a movement practice through yoga that I realized what was going on. And then, you know, it was on Instagram where I started seeing some videos of movement coaches out there that were doing movements that kind of like they weren't the mobility coaching that I'm talking about for functional range conditioning. There's a lot of practitioners that post videos of themselves like I do now doing these movements. And I started watching them and I realized that they were doing yoga movements better than people that do yoga. And
how
I was like, what? Like, you know what I mean? Because when you're in yoga, which by the way, yoga is great. Like I love yoga. Like I enjoy yoga. But with all you're doing is going to the classes every week or every other day or whatever, and you're just going through the same routine repetitively over and over and over again, you kind of put your brain on cruise control. And that might feel comfortable because, you like I said, fitness can be a very ego-driven practice, right? I'm going to my yoga class, you know, let me burn it down on the mat. That's what I do on my practice, right? But in your pursuit of that one-dimensional fitness goal, you might miss a lot of other things that make fitness worthwhile, which is discovering how to better operate your body for longevity. And I hurt myself doing yoga. Okay. I was trying too hard to in sun salutation. I remember diving into the hamstring stretch and micro tearing my hamstrings. This is probably around 2014 or so. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to myself, what the heck have I done? Like, how did I hurt myself doing yoga? And I started realizing that if you don't really fully understand how to complete your yoga practice, you can actually injure yourself. And that's why I started learning that you can't just stretch all the time. You have to create a strength building component attached to flexibility. You have to stretch and flex to reinforce better mobility patterns in your body. See, when it comes to mobility, it's flexibility plus strength. There's two components. In order to create mobility, you have to have flexibility and you have to have strength. When you're in yoga and all you do is stretch, 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 it's a one-dimensional exercise. You have to combine stretching plus flexing a muscle tissue to generate force and power, mm-hmm. because being hypermobile is actually a problem. If you're too hypermobile, you lack the ability to control your muscle tissue. You can have some catastrophic effects. If you fall off a bicycle too hard, you can blow your joints out if you're hypermobile. If you get in a car accident and you're hypermobile, your joints could fly apart, right? So it was a very personal thing for me. But then I started looking at the environment. I said, wait a minute, I'm somebody who loves yoga and I didn't even know all this stuff. That means other people have no idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the statistics, it's wild. I mean, I could tell you more about that, but to give you an idea of how serious it is, in the year 2000, there was about 138,000 hip replacement surgeries. Okay. Do you want to take a wild guess where we're at now?
Gosh, I mean, double that or half of that? Like, I mean, you think it's definitely more, right?
It's definitely more.
I'm going to say what, 150?
We are approaching 500,000 annual hip replacement surgeries.
500,000?
So it's almost quadrupled in 20 years.
Oh my God.
Now, some of it might be saying, sad. Well,
that's a combination of things, but that's sad.
Right. It's a bummer.
I mean, some of it is age-related, fine, but still age-related people. I've still met older people that, you know, they still are still moving pretty great.
Yeah. But, and it's true, as the population ages, you'll see some more joint replacement being put in place. But you got to ask yourself, is all this really necessary? Maybe it's a symptom of a greater problem. Maybe it's a symptom of our modern lifestyles inflecting wasting away of our joint strength. Because you go back one or two generations, you weren't getting hip replacement surgeries this common. Now it's like they're ready to cut you open and put a new one in you. And guess what? A hip replacement, any joint replacement, really only has about 10-year active life. Mm-hmm. And you have to go back and get cut open, put a new part in anyway. So now you have people who are like in their 40s, like I'm in my 40s now. There's people in their 40s that are getting like hip replacement surgeries.
That's insane.
And it's like, this is entirely preventable if we just learn to exercise and create better mobility in the key regions of your joints that may have been ignored due to your modern lifestyle.
Your modern lifestyle, right. And I think that point, and then you're putting in the lifestyle management, which I will talk about and you'll probably talk about another time, diet and what you put it, like your foods that you consume in addition. So it's this, you know, keeping the, you know, it's an encompassing whole health thing and the mobility of your joint. People are not listening to their bodies or their lifestyles are not, not just the sedentariness, just they're not thinking about how important it is to take care of themselves as a whole, you know?
Right on. And, you know, there's three big reasons why we have joint problems in general. Just to make it very simple for our audience to follow along here. Three big reasons why people have joint problems are, number one, lack of blood flow. So we talk about atrophy. So if you're sitting in a chair for most of the day, your body's going to assume that form. It's going to send blood to the muscles that you're using, and it's going to reduce flow to the body parts that you're not actively using.
And you're okay? sitting because all day, so every place, right. you know? That's so why I go for a walk after this talk, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a walk too. And then the second thing is a lack of central nervous system connectivity, which goes hand in hand in blood flow. Now, it could be that you have decent blood flow in your body and you're healthy and your heart rate's good and all this stuff. But it could be that central nervous system connectivity might be atrophying in certain body parts because you're just not using them regularly. It's kind of the same zone. But what's important to remember is that your brain is super efficient to the point where if you're not regularly stimulating a part of your body or using a part of your body, your brain will begin to shut off that body part and redirect its energy towards the parts that you are using. So in a way, it's like your body is trying to create efficiency in the use of calories and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's dangerous because if you go for an extended period of time without activating a muscle, then it begins to like disconnect from growth with the rest of your body.
And then
so you have to start saying yourself, okay, if I'm going to have an efficient exercise program, am I creating blood flow and am I stimulating central nervous system connectivity? If you have parts of your body that aren't getting that, you have a problem. And then the third thing is that if you've had a prior injury that didn't fully heal.
Okay. That's so like scar tissue buildup, injury. And then that's complex, but that's still fixable in a lot of cases, not every case, but in a lot of cases. I mean, there's a very rare genetic people with joint issues, but those are rare, very small percentage. So you're talking about 95% of the population you can help.
Yeah. Yeah. A very wide swath of the population really needs to adopt these methods that I promote. That's why I love getting out there on social media and putting out free information to help educate people on intelligent workout programs.
So you're giving them value. You're giving them information and then they're visually seeing it. I saw one the other day and I was like, oh, that's great. And I was, and that's what people want to see and they want to know about, but they, you know, they want to get information or they just don't have a clue what to do, you know?
Yeah, they really don't. And oftentimes it comes at, funny enough, you know, it's when people, we mentioned ego before, right? And it's not until sometimes your ego gets hit that you realize there's a problem. So sometimes I hear it from, for example, golfers, right? They're like, oh, you know, I can't swing like I used to. I don't know what's going on, right? Now, mm-hmm. I like golf, but it's not my regular thing to do.
Yeah.
But I realize that golf is all about joint mobility. If you have good joint mobility, you can go out there and swing. You'll do fine. But as you get older, if you're not teaching your body to maintain mobility, it will begin to wear itself out. So a golfer might be saying to himself, man, I can't swing like I used to. And then they see a video of me doing like a shoulder or a wrist or something else, like a workout like that. Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, I got to hire that guy to help me. And then all of a sudden, the whole mindset changes and they realize, my goodness, this is going to not just improve my swing, this is going to improve my entire quality of life, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that you're going on a physical, then you're giving them balance, quality of life. And then you haven't even, I don't know if you even touched on, I mean, I've been doing a lot of functional medicine training. I don't know if.
Let the dogs out.
So I don't know if you do some and functional medicine training that I've been doing. They talk a lot about even supplements and then like things like the, you know, the hydration. So it's like the whole lifestyle package here you're going to bring to these people. And it's like, I wish they would know how much, you know, it's so necessary and sometimes just the awareness alone. So what you're offering individuals to just bring that to them is just like, it's pretty poignant, you know, it's pretty important. I would like to know was there anyone in your life that kind of like inspired you to like get into this realm or a quote or something, or even a book that kind of, I mean, I know you said you just found this, new chiropractor that got you into this mobility training, but was there something prior to that that got you inspired?
You know, I don't know if I have anything really coming to mind. I mean, I try to just pay attention to a lot of, honestly, I was the type of person that kind of avoided social media for a long time. And then one day I just kind of woke up and I remember just getting a new phone and opening up an Instagram account. And that's kind of when it all opened my eyes. I started seeing people put out content that was highly applicable to the types of skills that I wanted to develop. So there's a cornucopia of people out there that help people move better. Okay. I'm not the only guy out here doing it. Right. I'm fully aware of that. I have my own methodology and style that does a yoga mobility hybrid, but what kind of broke me out of my shell is I started seeing other mobility coaches, like I said, doing yoga better than people who do yoga full time.
Right.
Because they learned how to master their body in a way that one-dimensional training could never inflect. Okay. So if you look up FRC, functional range conditioning, you will see lots of trainers out there that promote a great quality of life for their client base. And I admire them. And I look forward to building a business that can do something like that as well. You know, I get up every day and I get excited to talk about this stuff. And it's obviously a challenging world to build a business. But what's happened in the past right. year is I was able to start teaching all this stuff online. And I was originally planning on working at local gyms when I moved out here.
Right.
The week when I was supposed to start in March of last year, everything got shut down. So I was like out of work before I even got a chance to like really rev it up. And I pivoted my whole business to online training. And now I teach everything through one-on-one intensives that we book multiple weeks out. And we really get in depth on what they need to do to achieve their mobility goals. And I have clients as old as 78 down to age 20.
Awesome.
Right?
That's
the 78-year-old wants to play with their grandkids. Right.
Aww.
The 20-year-old wants to increase their, you know, athletic ability. Right. So it's like I work with a variety of clients based on many different goals, and I help them develop a game plan to improve their life, whatever it is they're trying to go after.
There's a lot of different aspects to that. And I bet you probably have a list of things like of, you know, stories of each, you know, any, you don't have to obviously full any story or patient or, you know, client that you've had that, you know, that came up that was like, oh my God, you know, thank you for this.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens a lot. People who, you know, I have a contractor who's a hardworking guy for 20 years or whatever, has a successful contracting business. But for a lot of those years, he was out there, you know, doing a lot of the work himself. And, you know, he developed a shoulder that just wanted to, was that protract when it wanted to extend outward, mm-hmm. right? And he lacked the ability to pull the shoulder back into the socket.
Oh, wow.
So we did like all this intensive training, and it took all the pain out of his neck and shoulder because he learned how to fully mobilize that one joint. That's just one client.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I have dozens and dozens and dozens of other clients I've worked with over the past year that went from, you know, damn, I can't move that body part to, wow, I can't believe I live without moving that body part for so long.
I really appreciate how you pivoted your business. And I mean, the way of thinking, not only, you know, transitioning in the integrative health, you know, perspective, but also just how you pivoted your business in this really struggling time of, you know, the pandemic. And you said, you know what, I'm going to make lemonade out of lemons, and I'm gonna make something out of this. And I think that's really mindful in just the way that you're thinking, and also very intuitive. And I think that's, you know, I think that's awesome. And I can't wait for listeners to reach out to you in your more mobile yoga. And I'm gonna have links on that. But I would love if you could share one more technique or just a tip for our listeners and those watching on YouTube.
Yeah. A simple thing, if you're at home right now or you're at work and you're in front of your computer and you're watching this video or you're listening in, a very common thing that people have is a lack of wrist mobility. Okay. So I'm going to show you a fun little technique to get you to understand the importance of your wrist mobility, because as you type on a keyboard for many years, you develop kind of like a carpal tunnel effect that gets locked into place, right?
Yeah.
So you want to help unlock that mobility. And this is a very simple thing to do. Right, we're not trying to lift 1,000 pounds. We're not trying to run a marathon. We're just trying to rotate our wrists, okay? So
yeah.
What you do is you take your arm out like this, and I want you to imagine a platter of food on your arm, okay? And the food, right, the platter of food, you want to keep it level, because if you tilt your arm down like this, the platter of food falls off. And if you tilt your arm like that, the platter of food falls off. And if you roll your arm over, the platter of food falls off. So the only thing you can do is keep it perfectly level. Maybe you put your hand underneath it like this. You watching a video can see what we're doing. take your wrist and aim it downward, keeping the fingers stuck together, and then rotate towards the thumb side in a 360 degree. See, you're rolling your wrist, Damaris.
I don't have it.
So what happens is when you type on a keyboard over an extended period of time, you develop a joint dependency. Okay. What's happened to most folks is that in order to rotate their wrist, they recruit their elbow.
My elbow is definitely being used right now.
Yeah. That's actually a mobility deficit. Okay. Yeah,
look.
You're totally rolling like that. Yeah.
So I'm not, no joke.
And you're dropping it too. And you're dropping it. You're dropping the food.
Yeah. 100%.
You spilled the cranberry sauce on the carpet. Grandma's going to get upset. Look, you got to make sure you're rotating your wrist. So what you need to do, this is just an identifier right here, Damaris. You realize that your wrist is capable of so much mobility, and yet we create joint interdependence by not fully maximizing the capacity of each individual joint. Okay. And when that happens, you set yourself up for injury because you have disproportionate weight distribution hitting the various joints when you do different activities.
Yeah.
So instead of using your wrist to its full capacity, you rely on the elbow to bear the weight.
These forearm, mine were definitely, I mean, you could see it and I wasn't trying to I think I only get like half.
Right. Yeah. So like in a situation like that, when I work with my clients, we identify a mobility deficit like that. What I do is I help them customize exercises that are specifically going to address that mobility deficit to help repair it and ultimately get stronger by enhancing the muscle tissue that had been underutilized over time.
That makes sense. That's awesome. Oh my God. Yeah. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean, we'll have to go into that further. We'll have to help me out.
Yeah, we'll have to follow up with you.
I'm
going to prescribe you with new exercise.
Yes, between that and my hip, I know. No, I really appreciate you being on this podcast and this YouTube channel. I mean, it's a passion project in the work, but Mindfully Integrative Podcast is for individuals like you that are trying to inspire and change the healthcare field and just do more things to help others. And that's what you're doing. And do you have anything coming up or a way that people can reach you? I'll have their information in the show notes, but I just wanted to know a way that you have anything.
For sure. Well, the easiest way to get a hold of me is, moremobileyoga@gmail.com. Just shoot me an email.
Sure.
And you can check out all my video content on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Just use the hashtag moremobileyoga.
#moremobileyoga. Okay.
Yep. #moremobileyoga or #anti-chair training.
Anti-chair training.
I help people break out of their chair dependency.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm in this. So you know what? Most of the time I use this kneeler for sitting, but I've been using a chair lately. And I'm like, I can feel the difference.
Yeah. So I help people train out of their chair. Help people break the habits that accumulated over many years. And like I said, there's successful people out there, accountants, CPAs, executives, right? All kinds of people who've made a great career out of their life, but they've sat in a chair for the majority of the time. They especially need to break out of that position and activate their muscles so they can live and enjoy their fullness of life.
So thank you
so much for inviting me on your show, Damaris. I'm really proud of what you're putting together here. I'm really excited to see you grow this thing out and help connect people with the right kind of wisdom and knowledge they need to help make real growth, real change in their life for a healthier way. Goodness knows the world needs it in 2021. So I really applaud you for your efforts. Keep up the great work. And I look forward to following up with you in the future, maybe another podcast or something else you have in the works.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm so excited. And, thank you so much for joining in on the show. And it's been awesome. So thanks, guys, for joining in on this Mindfully Integrative podcast. And I just very much so appreciate you with this mindful chat with Ken. And I hope you guys have a mindful way each and every day. Namaste, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Mindfully Integrative with Dr. Damaris G. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed our show, support us by leaving a mindful review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite streaming site. If you would like to be a guest of our show or interview, email us at info@damarismaria.com. If you want to learn more about the resources mentioned in the podcast, you can find those in the show notes. To connect mindfully with Dr. Damaris G, reach her at www.damarismaria.com or connect via social media links. We appreciate your time connecting here with us. May your strength and peace within bring you more balance every day. Namaste.